What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a new podcast. I am back with my partner.
Hey.
I
like that.
You know, my boy Eric.
Alright.
What's up, Doc?
I just love that it was my partner.
Okay. How you been? You been chilling? You been relaxing? Maxing it all cool?
I was with you.
Showing some people after school. Yeah. Like that Will Smith first principle.
Yeah, no, I heard it. Alright, well, I've been alright. I've been
You've
with
been
you.
Good. Yeah.
With you for the past day. Played basketball.
How was that?
I won, and I lost.
You won some, you lost some.
And I played a really good player.
She's alright.
Well, she's not really good. I mean, I beat her, so it's whatever.
But you also lost her.
No, she plays and I don't, so. Suck dick.
I guess that is saying something.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm an average player, you know. If you ask me, you know, like to run it up, and I'll go out there and get blocked and shit, but I'm there.
Valid.
I'm the fifth man.
I'm kind of excited for the end of the school year. Just for summer to come back.
I'm not.
Why not?
You know, it's like my only year with like my sibling and in my school. It's pretty cool.
You like being in school with your sister?
Yeah, it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I feel like this. My sister's like the only person I talk to. Well, not the only person I talk to at school.
Yeah, it's sad, but alright. You know, I see her in the hallways a lot, so it's cool.
Yeah. Like, I walked to one of my classes with my sister and her friends. This is right after her lunch.
I used to rock with lunch with my sister, but she took a different route, so she could walk with her friend. So.
Okay. Valid.
I know. So,
Alright, what's up? I'm sorry.
Fuck you, too, then.
When?
How have you been? Wait, you don't answer this question as a lot.
Yeah. There's a reason why.
Alright, fuck
you,
man.
Get on to
the second.
Are you excited for baseball season?
Fuck no.
Why not?
It's a lot of working out.
Conditioning's the worst.
I'm lazy, so.
And I'm just for us to lose a game.
Just for us to go like 0 and like 16.
The worst part is like baseball's like one of the most sports with not that much running. And like they're making us run miles. And
right, like if I'm gonna run.
Like it's from first, second to third. At most, you know, like I'm running the first or second. You know, like I'm not.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no valid.
I know.
You're a little closer to the mic.
Sure. I'm a god.
Yeah.
At baseball, so.
Okay.
Talk to me nice.
Okay.
Move on. Notice how you listen to that, though.
Well, yeah, because there's nothing. don't pat me, I will beat the shit out of you. Yeah. Pussy, that's what I
thought. No, I'm not a pussy, I'm just ready.
People who are ready don't flinch. They stand still and get ready to hit somebody. They don't flinch.
What?
If you're ready,
so you're just gonna take the hit.
No, I'm saying if you're ready, you're ready with your hand ready. Like you don't have your hands ready, you have your hands fucking covering you, like your face and shit.
I'm gonna fucking move.
Okay, then you're gonna move, then you're gonna come back, but yes. You're not gonna go like that and go like that.
Yes, you would.
No, because it's gonna fucking take more time. All right, you know what? First question. I don't wanna get into this.
Little bitch.
What'd you just say?
Little bitch. Stop trying to like grab my face, bro. That shit is weird.
What do you think about the whole Kanye West and Pete Davidson situation?
I think Pete Davidson is beating the shit out of Kanye.
Okay. I feel like Kanye is definitely in the wrong here. Like that's definitely harassment.
Right, like it's definitely a threat. Say to beat his asshole. So that's me. I'm taking it straight to court.
Like people think it doesn't matter, but like just because they're celebrities doesn't mean that it's not as serious.
Right, like. You could get, like, Kanye could get anybody to do what he wants for him.
He's God.
Right, like, so it's what he is to some people.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, he could get people to do anything, so.
Like, I'd do anything with Kanye.
All right.
Anything.
I feel like I knew, like, it was going there.
Like, when he set that bar, God saved me from this crash.
Ah, yeah, bro.
Just so I could be Pete Davis's ass. Who? It's like the bitch in the back of the song.
Yeah.
Like, who?
Yeah. Well, I think Pete Davidson is a better man than Kanye at the end of the day.
But you really have him over a fight?
Yes.
I know Pete Davidson got that reach on Kanye, but
That's saying a lot, though.
You know, but like, if Kanye gets up close, you know, like he's instantly landing.
But so. Kanye's also like 46 and is fat now, so. We're not talking about the college dropout Kanye.
Yeah, people keep showing that picture.
Right, like where he's semi-jacked, like, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, he wasn't semi-jacked. He was pretty jacked.
He was jacked, but like,
that was him 20 years ago.
Right, so.
There is a big difference.
Say what you wish, but
Pete Davidson has Kanye has like 20 years on Pete.
I'm still gonna listen to Kanye music though. So.
Yeah, because you know, if you don't, I can't keep listening to the NFT songs by Pete Davidson.
Makes NFT. Song?
No, you didn't hear that. No, what the hell is NFT? Yeah, that's just why.
No.
Okay. What do you feel about us getting drafted into World War III?
We're not.
Well, no, I get that because we're not 18.
Bro.
But I'm saying.
We're both fat.
I don't. Yeah.
So it's like, we're not 18. We're not physically fit to fight. And like that should like be the answer.
No, I'm talking about like, you know, like fucking 10 years into this war. Because World Wars last fucking decades.
So you think we're going to get drafted?
At a certain point when they have nobody else to fucking send besides babies, yeah. Look at, I'm searching how long did World War II last?
Bro, we're not going to get drafted, bro.
Porn came up last. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it was skateboarding too, so.
Okay. World War II lasted 6 years. So maybe I was wrong in a decade.
Yeah.
In 6 years from now, I'm going to be fucking.
But I think things are a lot different, you know?
Yeah. That's true, though.
Like, I think we have the stuff to end a war before 6 years.
Do you think? I guess we have the equipment. Right. But they have the equipment
too. It's either that, or it's just going to go for longer.
But you know what's crazy is, with World Wars now, it's not just about killing people. It's about, like, we get some of our stuff from Russia, like our oil and, you know, some of our.
No, we get that from, like, Dubai.
I don't think we get that from
Dubai. We get gas from Dubai.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, from one of the countries.
I'm pretty sure we get our stuff like that from Russia, or places over there, because, you know, the USA has run out of shit like that, so now they have to go to, like, other fucking
countries. Well, you know, like, I don't know, I think we're pretty good, you know?
You think we're set?
Yeah.
You think we have all the stuff we're gonna need?
Yeah, like, but, like, the thing is, like, Russia is, like, they're built for shit, you know? It's, like, their soldiers are, like, have you seen, like, the men in Russia?
They're fucking huge.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And, like, the.
Like, if one comes up to me, like, I'd instantly be his bitch, you know?
Right, but the thing is, like, he's not bulletproof, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, nobody's bulletproof.
But, I mean, yeah, I think...
I mean, it's still going to take a couple bullets to put him down, but...
Yeah. Well, one good headshot, and, you know, that shit's over, but... We're not talking about, like, Who's been headshot? We're not talking about JFK here. We're not talking about Kennedy, so...
Jesus.
But, I mean, they've got some fucking noggins on them, so it should be easy. We're not talking about, like, nothing as small as, like... OJ's glove, so.
Didn't MLK get? No, he didn't even get. Like, he got shot, but he didn't get killed like that. He didn't die until he got in the hospital.
No, I thought it was a clean, like, head. No. It wasn't in the noggin?
It was in the head, but he didn't die. I don't know if it was in the head, actually. I just know he didn't die.
I don't think that, like, the motel, right?
He didn't die at the motel, Junior. That's where he got shot at. He died in the hospital. I just told you that.
You did just tell me that. Nah, okay. But, like. Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, I don't know how I feel about all this shit, you know, like, about the whole World War shit, because I feel like, dude, if you go on TikTok, you know, people are, like, making fun of this shit.
I think, we're good.
What do you mean?
The U.S. is huge.
But I think Russia has better allies than we do. But I feel like as an ally, we probably have...
China? They have a lot of people.
Okay, but...
Shit ton of people. But, like...
You know how much closer China is to Russia than we are? So, if Russia wants it, they can invade them whenever they want. And just fucking...
But, like, they're allies with China.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, China's, like... I'm pretty sure they would've just invaded China and not Ukraine.
Yeah.
But it'd be a motherfucker to invade China, because...
And I think, like, I'm more scared of, like, North Korea getting involved than any of this shit. Because we all know the Korean people have the fucking weapons that could...
I'm not even going to get into politics, you know. I was going to say something very controversial.
It was going to be racist, wasn't it?
No. Okay. Semi. No, okay. I'm just
gonna... So, I gathered some confessions for us.
Oh, okay.
some of them are they're a bit extreme, and we're just gonna give our best answers to help the people out.
I'm not helping nobody out.
No, but that's
no, I'm point. Not helping nobody out. Fine, bro.
Plus, we have to make time. First one. My ex hit me.
Oh. Well, don't come to us with that. Okay. Go to the police.
I feel like you can't go to the police after a certain amount of time.
No, well, I mean, would be like the there's, police. Like, that allegation, like, with Snoop Dogg now. Like apparently, like, shit happened, like, 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, just reported to see something, say something, dog. Like, you saw him hit you. Like, say something.
Don't wait this long, you know?
Like, I get, like,
okay, I get, like, if it happened yesterday. It probably didn't.
They were probably just being dicks. Like, this person's like, what if it's, like, was traumatic for them? Like, that's pretty fucked. Like, I know a lot of people who are abused.
Alright, well. It's fucked. You should go help those people then.
The best advice I could give you is, you know, just don't fucking see the person anymore if you can't report it. If you can't report it to anybody to get it, like, you know, like, taken care of, just don't fucking see the person anymore. It's pretty simple.
Alright, next confession.
Okay. Now, what the hell is...
Bro, next confession.
My next confession.
Let me try it, bro. Let me fucking use it, bro.
I fucked and sucked my boyfriend off while my family was in the other room.
Well, I don't know. I feel like that's, like, how disrespectful.
Oh.
Okay.
I fucked and sucked my boyfriend too. My family. Okay, that was so gay.
That was, bro. All right, bro. I don't know. I think that's just mad disrespectful.
You think that's disrespectful?
I don't think I know.
That's disrespectful to you?
Yeah, like, would you want your daughter to get fucked?
Like, okay, whoa.
Wow, like, she's in your house?
Not really.
Matter of fact, like, it's done in your house?
Nah, it's kind of fucked.
Right.
Especially when I'm there.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, not just fuck, like, you suck that man off. And the fucking, I was fucking watching The Office, man. I was watching the news, and you're sucking that dude off in the room next to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's you're getting, like, his nut all over your face. And
all right, dude.
And then you're gonna come out of your room and act like everything's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck. Like, it's instantly on sight. Like, I'm beating the shit out of my daughter.
And I'm beating the shit out of the boyfriend, too.
Well, that depends. If he's bigger than me.
No, right. Like, I'm beating the shit out of him. I might just get the gun out.
Oh, yeah, for real. We don't call police on here.
Alright.
I once dated a guy for half a year because I felt bad. And that's low-key fucked up.
Damn, man. I don't wonder
you who submitted. You a mad bitch for that.
I don't know who submitted this shit. Yeah, that's low-key fucked up, bro.
I mean, hey, W-man's up. Like, L girl, W man's for
it's
real.
Like, did he hit? Like, that's like the real question, you know? That's like the real it's like the real question, you know?
Like for a little W man's, like, you can't even blame him, but, like, yeah. But at the end of the day, he still got that back. Like, he still got with you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's a good confession, like, you know, like
she thought we were gonna be on her side too. It's like,
we don't know if it's a her. It could be some gay guy.
He, her, I don't give a fuck.
They, okay.
They probably fucking, probably suck dick or something.
They probably suck good dick.
All right, bro, what the fuck? All right, go on.
All right, next confession. I was once with a guy who's shorter than me because I got catfished.
Just don't get catfished. You're yeah, a fucking loser.
But my thing is, like, how long did you stay with him after you found out? And how do you break that to somebody, like, I can't be with you anymore because, you know, you're fucking shorter than me. You short bitch.
This person's probably like a fucking idiot.
Person who got catfish or the person who catfished?
Yeah, this is like giving me like Martin West vibes. Nah, this is really giving me Martin West vibes though. That's just for losers. Like, how do you get catfish?
Oh, God.
Alright, like, just stop online dating, bro.
If I'm talking to you in person and I see you, bro, like, okay, first of all, if we on FaceTime and you're not showing your whole body, you're instantly a catfish. Or, like, you have the fucking FaceTime, like, towards the fucking ceiling the whole time.
Oh, I'll just keep going.
That's just signs of a catfish, man.
One, I mean, unless, like, you see, like, a full body picture of on Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I have, a lot of full body pictures. Do I?
Yeah.
Let me check. I don't know, actually. You know, actually, follow me on Instagram at Eric versus the world with a dot between each letter. I mean, each word. Except the world. Yeah, fuck you. I actually do. You can set my seat height.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah.
You see, I'm fucking 5'6". What, you say like it's like I should be proud, like that I'm coming out about my height. Alright, well.
Whoa. Okay. Fuck. I lost. Okay. This is a long one, okay?
Alright, bro. It's too fucking long.
Fuck. Well, everyone at my school knows that my mom in 29 had killed herself. And they treat me differently because of it. The things that they don't know is that my mother isn't the problem. It's actually my dad. He is extremely abusive and narcissist. He has laid his hands on me multiple times. And sometimes I get worried about my safety. When I bought pepper spray for the first time, he asked what it was. And I told him since we lived in a sketchy area, it was for when I walk home from work. Both my friends have openly seen him kick down my door and scream at me over my dead mother because I look so familiar to her. He refuses to take anything I say into consideration and treats me as lesser than him and expects me to treat him with respect all the time. It's draining.
Wow.
We got dead. Okay, Well,
I don't know what to tell you about that. Like,
I'm so sorry that's happening to you. You know, if it's still happening, you still have the ability to seek help, you know? Like, you can still go to the cops and shit.
Like, you can still, you know, like, seek help and all that.
Yeah, you know, if you really need to talk about it, you know, like, one of us is here for you.
Just...
Or talk to your friends about it. Talk to a fucking trusted adult. Talk to your teachers about it. They say this shit all the time in school. And honestly...
It could really help, you know?
Yeah. Like, talking to anybody that you can about it is... It's all I can offer you. You know?
Yeah, like, seek help, honestly. That sounds fucked up. I didn't mean like that, honestly. I swear to God.
When I was 14, I broke my brother's arm over the remote. Honestly, that's like sibling shit.
Yeah, like, I will.
But, like, breaking their arm, like, you gotta be some type of fucking mentally, like,
no, slow. It's like, you probably, like...
You probably didn't mean to do
it. But, yeah, it's like one of those things, like, where you push them, and it's like, they worse. Fall and, like, lands, like, wrong or something, like...
And then you're like, fuck.
Right, you hit them with, like, the, you're okay, you know, like, you tell them, like, they're okay and shit, but...
You're like, please, don't tell me, bro, please.
Like,
please.
I start crying, and, like, you know, shit happens, you know.
You're not funny. I had sex with my babysitter at the age of 11.
That is a lie.
I don't know if this one's true.
Yeah, that's a definite lie.
The person who told me, I don't know if I could believe you, but, you know, if you did, you know, W mans. So W babysitter. But as long as the babysitter wasn't ugly.
Well, it's still not okay, but,
Okay, I once fucked my cousin on my grandma's couch. We were both 10 at the time, and I still cannot tell if it was a dream or not.
Next one.
No, I think we're going to address this one. It's not okay either way, because if you're having dreams like that, you know, dreams are just thoughts that you have when you're awake.
That's,
still a little pretty weird. Fucking yeah. Weird, I'm going to be honest with you. I just, you know, maybe talk to your cousin and figure it out. Actually, no, I feel like it'd be weirder if you bring it up.
Yeah, don't just, honestly, just let this one, you know, fly over your head, you know.
Don't to be honest with it. You, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't risk it.
For our last confession of the day, my ex cheated on me, so I fucked his stepbrother behind his back and told him, and he still doesn't believe me to this day, and his stepbrother denied everything. So you're a hoe.
Yikes.
Sounds like a thought to me, to be honest with you.
Right, it sounds like you were like goofball in this situation.
Oh God, like, that boy is definitely still chasing his bag right now.
Alright, he's definitely getting money, and you're here.
You're here with fucking herpes in him.
Confessing your sins to.
Two fucking losers who. Go cure. No. I don't know what to tell you
that. No, you're a fucking goofball.
I don't. You seem a little proud of that, and I feel like you low key shouldn't be proud of that.
You should just
end it.
All right, bro. No. What?
No.
No.
Never mind. Don't end it.
His words, not mine.
Yeah, end it. Be honest with you. Our last thing, since you guys, you know, everybody loves this, we're gonna listen to some songs.
Yeah, bro. But these songs.
These songs are a little. We were steering away from that sad boy shit, and this is some more rap shit.
Alright, good. You know, good. It's what I like to hear. So,
first song is called Pink Matter by Frank Ocean and Andre 3000.
You just said we were getting away from not all of them are. Man, bro.
It's about. I'm gonna say 45 seconds.
Yeah, we always do 45.
You might have to do 10 minutes because I'm
Frank Ocean. So. What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great, great matter. Since it replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink matter, cotton candy, Majin Buu. What'd you think?
Yeah, no. Kinda wish we could hear. I'm gonna try to see if we can hear some Andre 3000. Okay.
Andre 3000 is,
This one's called Palace Curse by The Internet, Steve Lacy, Tyler the Creator, and
You know some Tyler the Creator fan. Hey. Mm-hmm. Don't moan.
Okay. I'm on if I want to.
Alright, buddy. Stop, bro. Okay. I'm having a lot of the beat carries hard on this song.
I forgot we had 45 seconds.
The beat does carry.
Beats carry a lot of songs these days.
I think Tyler Crater's dog shit. I think Frank Ocean.
Damn, well, that's not true.
Frank Ocean is dog shit.
Don't you listen to Tyler the Creator yesterday?
Yeah, but it was an old song. I think Steve Lacy.
He's pretty fire.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And that's about it, you know.
It's probably one of the best songs we've heard in a while.
A bunch of shitters are on that song.
A bunch of little fuckboys.
So, yeah. And awesome. The fact that people think Tyler the Creator is fucking hilarious is. You got no friends.
That was not part of it.
Alright, dude. What is. Bro.
I didn't even have Kanye in there. That's my bad. It's called Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood.
Okay. Other fucking song, I'm disappointed.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, people need to grow the fuck up and listen to some, you know, real music. Because what the fuck is that, you know? I know I'm going to get slandered for this. Do I give a fuck? Answer that question for me, Nando. No. So, yeah. Like, stop submitting bullshit. Next time, just don't submit.
Is by 24/7 by The Neighborhood. I think the next song after this is by The Neighborhood thing.
This sounds like a song you hear on IKEA.
Well, I mean some meatballs. Have you had them? I've never had them from there.
They're like Swedish meatballs.
Oh, really? You think they're good? I haven't.
Fuck no. I mean, I've had like chicken tenders.
Oh, really? They don't sell them, do they?
Turn this shit off, bro. That shit is fucking dog shit, dude. Never submitted that.
So, do you mind to be that girl? Like, dude, that was like the first fucking line of the song.
We weren't even paying attention to the song, bro.
I could still... I
was telling how I eat chicken tenders from Ikea.
The song is called You Get Me So High by the Neighborhood.
But you said, like, we're gonna hear rap music, like, what
the later. It's not even good rap either. It's decent. It's mediocre. It's rap.
Did you talk...
to the emo bitch, cause like, give me your best rap song.
Is it?
Wait, this was you consider rap, man?
No, I'm just making fun of them.
No, so was I. Like, this is what they consider rap.
Right.
Emo chick. Pretty gay, actually.
It's like
what?
Like that girthy.
That girthy?
Dude, it's like people submitted this and like we just didn't give a fuck about this song.
I'm trying to listen to it. You're just messing around with your dick.
Alright, bro.
The song is called Sweater Weather by the Neighborhood. Well, I think this might be the last one. This might be the last one.
Just skip it.
No.
Skip it.
No, oh fuck.
We all know this song.
Skip Wait, we do?
A TikTok song.
Which one?
Skip it, bro. I'm not listening to this dog shit, bro. Skip it.
I did. Next song is called Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Stop throwing my stuff.
It's harder than fucking shit, bro.
I think the song after this might be somewhere. I think. I don't know.
You don't fucking know shit.
You don't like Weezer?
No. Some girl recommended me it.
You know how I like Weedus? Oh my god, Weedus is so fire. If you guys don't listen to Weedus, please listen to Weedus, guys.
Oh,
like, I'm Teenage Douchebag.
Go listen to Lofo.
Honestly, listen to Lofo. Or Dirty Deep or Grimy. Fire,
please. Listen to
3-6
Mafia.
Don't listen to 3-6 Mafia.
Bro, what's wrong with
3-6
Mafia?
I think they're my... I don't know, we have Shoreline Mafia.
We should probably shut the fuck up.
Yeah, probably trying to listen to the songs. But if you're trying to listen to the song, you know, there's something wrong
with you. Yeah, bro. Some girl's probably happy we played this song.
It's going to be Yasevsky by Lil Uzi.
Hey.
I never heard the song. Have you heard the song? I never listened to the full album.
I don't know, like, the lyrics, but I mean, I never did. Go off, 21. Just kiss me.
Oh my god.
Dude.
21's so fine.
Bro.
Bro, back up.
Hey. 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 Whoever submitted that, please kiss me.
Oh my god, like, give me some head, bro.
Alright, bro.
This one's, it's by Kendrick. Long ass name. I can't remember. Okay, Shireen, A.K. Master.
Yeah, you don't need to read it.
Yeah, I'm not reading this. This is by Kendrick. So that's like asking fire.
I don't know, man. Kendrick just has some dog shit songs.
He does.
He's like J. Cole. It's like a hit or miss.
I think J. Cole needs a handful of like mediocre songs. I think the rest of his songs are good. Right. Like, I don't think J. Cole has a bad song. I think he doesn't have some good songs.
That's the definition of a bad song, you fuckstick. It's a decent music. It's decent music. He doesn't have any serious good music.
It's just like, when you have to really listen to his bars sometimes to, so like, really go,
right. Right.
But, like, sometimes I don't want to do that. I just want to be able to fucking
right.
turn up.
So that's, like, when you listen to, like, Young Boy or something.
Yeah. Or fucking losing. Alright, bro. It's more than 45 seconds in my head and her fucking... Alright, I'm just gonna skip
this. You know, just because it's Kendrick, I want to think it's good. But
who do you have, J. Cole or Kendrick? I have J. Cole. Yeah. If you say Kendrick or J. Cole, you're fucking weird.
It depends, like, you could put, like, album and album against each other.
I still have J. Cole. Because fucking Kendrick only has, like, three albums.
Yeah, Yeah, but, like, think about the songs that are, like, on the three.
That's true, though.
Like, they're, like, separated perfectly, but I don't know. I'm willing to think I've listened to, like, I haven't listened to, like, all the Kendrick's albums.
Okay, I'm sorry. I Fucking Hate You by Tyler and the Girl. I'm assuming that sounds like Fucking Hate You, right? Dude, this was in your fucking hands. How sweaty are your hands where it disintegrated the entire fucking paint?
I was just messing with it
this. This was white.
I was messing with it like that.
God damn it, Jamie.
Bro, you actually can't see the fucking letters, man. I mean, the numbers.
You're so stupid.
Shut the fuck up.
No, that's how they create something great. Okay. This
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
is November Has Come by Gorillaz.
This song is fire. I actually use it as, like, for my Instagram story. Actually, I covered submitted this. Please kiss me.
It was me. Fire.
But like they posted this and it's like it's getting really hard to defend them.
Yeah.
It's getting like really fucking hard to defend them. It's
We might listen to the whole song.
Yeah, I might actually like.
I'm sorry guys, we might listen to this whole song.
This sounds like MF Doom.
No, but there's MF Doom on this actually. Like on this song we're gonna listen to. Actually, I don't know if that is MF Doom, is it?
Dude, it sounds just like him.
Because I don't see him in the thing. Obviously, the song is on one of the best albums, Demon Days. It is? It is?
No.
But I'm talking about one of the best albums. Yeah.
No. But it sounds just like him.
Might be the big black dude.
Russell? Humans is decent and Plastic Beach is alright.
I think Plastic Beach is definitely better than Humans.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I hope somebody submitted Tomorrow Comes Today. Next time, we're good. We gotta give people, you know, the opportunity.
What happened? What happened?
This song is fire. Whoever submitted this, please.
I want an MF Doom ring.
Please kiss me. Alright, bro, you didn't listen
to my dad used to make me when I was younger. And then I kind of got tired of him. Like, I used to get tired of Eminem, too.
You should listen to him.
Huh?
You should listen to him. He's actually fire.
Yeah.
Whoever submitted this, please kiss me. Because this song is fire.
Person next one is Meat Grinder. Next to this song is Meat Grinder, yeah.
Bro, who's the main of music? Like me cheese. Let me submit this, please kiss me.
That's what this came in. like a meat grinder.
You know who needs to listen to MF Doom?
Him and
I would be happy.
My old uncles.
My dad made me listen to what's it called? Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Like any, like you could ask me like about like older everything and I don't know it.
My dad's music tastes used to be all over the place. Flex by Playboi Carti. This is good Playboi Carti though.
It's not a whole lot of red.
No.
It's Die Lit.
Yeah. Wait. No. It's. I think it's Die Lit.
No. Playboi's over it.
But the girls who listen to my hat.
That is true.
Like, Playboi Carti is something you could just get turned to.
Nah, it's like, you're hyped for like a second, and then like, that shit's out the window.
And the song is Bitches by Shoreline Mafia.
Bitches.
I could really change your life, man.
Everyone meat rides him, cause like
he's hot.
Take cares of his son.
Oh yeah.
But like,
you're supposed to. Right?
Like, so like, what do you like, Jesse girl? Bro?
Oh, cause he's a rapper. He takes care of his son. He didn't just leave him. Like the fuck.
Like, come on, dude.
Like, not everybody's like that. Like, obviously I'm gonna be, but like.
Alright, bro. You're my shoreline. I'm listening.
Me either. I listened to when he first came out when people were like, when he first started getting popular, and then I stopped listening because he got ass. Now he stopped dropping music.
Bitches. It's gotta be like 45 seconds.
This one's called Prenup by Cupcake.
Cupcake? Mom?
And that guy used to be like,
isn't that like
me?
I was like,
daddy better make me choke. This would be my girl back in the day.
You know Peaches?
It's like a little, yeah. Don't get me started, please.
You know like Peaches?
And all it takes to do, I know.
She's so hot.
What do you mean Peaches is so hot?
I'd fuck the shit out of her. Peaches? Yeah. I know we're talking about the same Peaches here.
The stuffed animal? Or the person?
No. Who made the stuffed animal?
Didn't you?
No, yeah, the person. The girl, she's so hot, bro.
And didn't she let her daughter get raped because her daughter was like two months
old? No, I don't know anything about her, so. I just know Peaches, you know? She's so hot, dude. Yeah.
Bro, Megan Thee Stallion, who?
Where's the cord for your charger?
Right here.
I need it.
I think you're good.
Fuck you too, though. You said Megan Thee Stallion?
I said Megan Thee Stallion, who?
It's not Megan.
Peaches is where it's at. I mean, hey. Fucking Cupcake is where it's at.
Oh, Peaches.
Peaches doesn't make music. I'm talking about music wise, you dumbass.
She's so hot,
fucking weird.
She is
bro.
So hot, dude.
If you don't know who Peaches is, guys, please search her up. Jesus Christ.
She's so hot, bro.
That bitch is so nasty.
Don't say that about my baby girl.
That bitch says she don't take showers.
I mean, Kodak said, I mean, men don't have to shower every day, so.
If you don't shower every day, that's nasty.
I mean, Kodak said it, and well.
Kodak looks nasty, too.
I'm pretty sure everybody was dancing a Tunnel Vision in, like, 2017, so. I mean, I'm still that.
Kodak is fucking nasty,
still do that fucking dance on this day, so.
Kodak look dirty. Hurry up and choke and charge your phone.
Like, you see me? I'm waiting for you to play a song so I can just go over there without disrupting, so.
Oh, okay.
Fucking
next dumb song. Cream by Wu-Tang.
Hold me some minutes, please. Fuck me. Look out for the caps.
up. 2 for 5's over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5's. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash saying everything around me. Cringing.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash take you on the natural joint. Cringing the money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. On the crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hands. Bones bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young dude, rocking the go-to, no goose. Only way I forget the G.O. is drug loot. Unless
you like this, son,
with
this one
and that one.
My dad was in the university
for one, but it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moons at 16 and running up in
games.
Play the song, man.
Next song, Disown Me by Alejandra.
Skip it, bro. Skip it.
I want to sit through the story, Jay.
Skip it.
I want to sit through the story.
Skip it, bro.
I want to skip through the story.
Don't even look at me and get hype, bro. Don't look at me and get hype.
I'm not looking at hype.
You should say Disney.
Okay.
That shit awful.
Stop
listening to our podcast and submit it.
This next one's called The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground.
Oh my gosh. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
You know who used to make me listen to this? My Nino Marcella. He's making Marcella. Oh, you used to be like, you know who first started rapping?
I know you're cool in time. I'm on the plane down from the underground. Introduce myself. Pronounce for the Oki. Know how I like to funk. Bro, this guy's fighting, bro.
Alright, next song. Valid. Next song is called Homecoming by Killstation. Okay, bro. No, Junior, do not. That is my box. You would not do that to my box. No, what are you doing? Oh, okay. You are so weird. You better throw that shit out.
That's what my friend told me.
Alright, is this song never gonna fucking say?
Wanna see what my friend told me? Watch this.
Junior, that's not dry. Okay, better be. Ooh. What a kiss, dude. What does it say? Bob? Junior, you're so fucking annoying.
What did I say?
Okay. That was the end of the songs. So what do you think?
I think our fans have dog shit taste in music.
I think I have something that I wanted to do before we end this podcast. Cause we haven't done it since like our second podcast ever.
That scares me, cause
we were gonna take the gay test.
Oh man.
See if it's changed. Why did you take this test?
Right.
To check how gay I am, to make sure that I'm straight, just to have fun. Sometimes I have fantasies about the same sex.
Just to have fun.
Have you ever looked at the person of the same sex and felt attracted to them in a sexual way?
No.
Yes. That's not one of the fucking answers. Can I read the answer?
That's horseshit then.
Yes, all of my crushes are the same sex. Sometimes, but I also have crushes on the opposite sex. Never, I'm not gay at all. Very rarely, but there are a few moments where I really like someone of the same sex.
Never.
If your best friend confesses to you that he was gay, you would feel delighted and welcome him slash her to the club, get excited and start flirting with him slash her, make a joke about it, tell him slash her that you sometimes feel attracted to the same sex too.
Well, they're all making me seem fruity, so I'm just going to make fun of them.
Okay. Have you ever worn or fantasized about wearing clothes of another sex all the time? Sometimes, but I would probably not go out like that in public. Never, rarely, but sometimes I wear my printer's clothes outside.
Never. Catch me in a skirt.
You look mad good.
Alright, bro. You're making butt.
How frequent... What? How frequent are the same-sex sexual...
Wait, what?
How frequent are your same-sex sexual fantasies or dreams? Stop shaking that. Dude. How often?
Never.
All of my dreams are about the same sex most of the time, never or rarely.
Never.
If there are no people left in the world except for you and someone of the same sex, you would be as happy as no one would ever flirt with my man slash woman, be disappointed that you're losing on the other sex, fall into this bridge, you might never have a sexual partner again.
Wait, I'll fall into despair.
Like, bro, no one says that, like, you can't have a sexual partner, you just can't make babies, you know?
Alright, bro. Alright, bro, I'm bad.
Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Yes, I do all the time, once or twice. No way, I'm never doing that. I love kissing people regardless of their sex.
I do it pretty well. Nah, nah. I never. Never.
Doing that.
Never.
Put on everything you love
and never kiss again. Love. Have you?
No.
Oh.
What? Huh? No way, I'm never doing that, right? Okay. If your partner offered you a threesome with someone of the same sex, you would feel excited about it, bring it on, be confused, but probably do it. Never. I only like the opposite sex. Do it as I don't care about the sex of another person.
No.
Never?
No.
Would you feel comfortable with a gay colleague flirting with you at work? Sure, it's a lot of fun. I guess so, but it depends on the situation. I would feel very awkward about it, and it's never appropriate to flirt at work.
I feel very awkward, you know?
Yeah. Your friends decide to go to a party at a gay bar. You would feel like you're going home. Let's go party.
I'm going home.
No, that's the same question. Feel like you're going home. Let's go party. So feel like you're home at a gay bar. Get excited to check out a new venue. Feel threatened or comfortable. Get secretly excited. You always want to check out a gay bar. I feel like I want to see what it looks like in there.
But like...
Like, no gay shit, but like, I want to know what it looks like in there.
No.
No? Just feel threatened or
comfortable. I feel like, I feel like it'd be just a normal bar.
Your sexuality test results. Straight. 100% straight.
Well, that's what I am.
That's it.
Until I tell everybody. No, I'm dead.
Okay. I think that's it, right?
I want you to do it.
Okay, I'm gonna get the same thing. I'm literally gonna get straight, because I'm straight.
I'm not gonna read everything out, you know, you should just know it by now.
No, I don't expect me
to. Why would you take this test? To check out gay and make sure I'm straight, just to have fun. Sometimes I have fantasies about the same sex.
Just have fun, because we're doing a podcast. That's what your answer was.
Pretty sure you do this pretty often.
Okay.
Have you ever looked at the person of the same sex and felt attracted in a sexual way? Yes, sometimes, never, very rarely.
A sexual way? No. Romantically, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I go very rarely.
What? No,
Best friend if your best friend confessed to you that he is gay, what would you do? Feel delighted, get excited, and start flirting with him or her. Make a joke about it or tell
him. Make a joke about it.
Copying my shit now.
What? Because those are my answers.
Have you ever worn or fantasized about wearing clothes of the other sex?
I've worn.
Sometimes, never, rarely.
I've worn, but I've never, like...
All the time.
Okay, well, like, I've worn, like, a girl's t-shirt, but that was a joke with me and my sister. Like, we were folding laundry.
Oh. Just imagine.
One time I put on a bra.
Okay.
That was a joke. Okay, just keep going. Right, next question.
So never?
Never.
I'm part of the time.
Okay.
How frequent are your same sex
like sexual every night.
Fantasies or dreams?
Every night.
I'm putting that
down. No, never.
I really did it. Don't fuck around like that.
No.
If there are no people left in the world except you and someone of the same sex, you would be happy, be disappointed, fall into despair, as you would never have a sexual partner.
I'd be disappointed. Again. Because I mean, I'm not having a sexual partner. I mean, I'm not. It's a joke.
Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex?
No.
Let's be honest.
No.
Let's be honest on the podcast.
No.
I'm going to answer this question truthfully.
It was a joke. Okay.
No.
You act like I kissed him on the lips. No. It was not even on the lips.
No, you kiss him is a problem.
That's gay though. That's gay, bro.
What's wrong with being gay?
Nothing, but you're making it seem like I'm gay.
There's nothing wrong with it. Why are you denying it?
Because you're making it seem like I'm gay and I'm not gay.
You kiss a man.
Okay.
If your partner offered you a threesome.
I kissed a boy. Wait. No.
Nah.
I like smooch him on the cheek, but as a joke.
That's
guys.
You don't joke about. All right, I'm gonna. If your partner offered you a threesome with someone of the same sex, would you feel excited about it? Bring it on. Be confused. Never do it.
Never.
Alright. Would you be comfortable? Would you be comfortable with a gay colleague flirting with me at work?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, I'm putting that.
No, it was no. It's
well,
for
no. Sure, it's a lot of fun.
No.
Your friends decide to go to a gay bar. Would you feel like you're at home?
I secretly want to go just because I want to see how it looks inside. What?
I'm going to read out the thing.
Okay.
You are 65%
because
straight,
some of those questions you didn't answer.
25% bisexual and 8% gay.
Bro, no, that's not you, bro. You lied on some of those answers. You lied on some of those answers.
Because you're not going to sit here and lie to the people about you not kissing guys.
I didn't kiss them. I smooched too much.
Bro, but it's the same thing.
It's not, bro. I'm not gay. Are you ready? Are you ready to end this on that little freestyle?
Oh, you want a freestyle?
We have to, right?
I wasn't ready, so I was like...
What type of beat are we going to do?
Whatever.
Type of beat? Let's go with a Kanye beat.
Alright, bro. Who the fuck do you think we are?
Kanye type beat.
I'm going to fuck around and spit one of his verses. Hey, look. Stacking my grain. Make.
Okay.
Ooh. I thought I was
no.
Go first.
Listen.
You gotta take it slow and mellow with Kanye.
I'm smoking on a pack of cigs. I'm fucking on that bitch and I'm sipping tray. I'm fucking on that bitch and we eating trays. I'm fucking on that bitch and it's some five. Yeah, you turn. Okay.
Look, stacking the cash, making a fat. Oh, dude, that would have been hard. I'm not even gonna lie. No, I'm not trying to
tell
you that.
Stacking the cash, now I'm stacking it so fat. I'm fucking on that bitch, and her booty is so fat. I'm fucking on that bitch, and I'm blowing on her back.
Hey.
I'm fucking on that bitch, and I come on her wet.
Hey, look. Kenneth. He's a bitch.
Oh, you said Fernando. Names.
Is a bitch. Fernando. He likes dick.
I mean, what?
That's all I could think of. Look, but no, hold on. I'm gonna bring it back. Stop. Take it slow. I be dancing with the hoes. I be moving.
To the flow.
Hey, I like that because my shit was hard. Now look.
I'll be dancing with the flows and I chill my leg goes and I'm eating the money. Hey. I'm eating some egos.
Hey, Kirkland, purified water, got a song for you. That's what she said. Look, now I cut her throat, now she's dead. That's something my. Alright, look, hold on. Look, I don't know what to say, but now I got something to say. I like to tell you how you're all. Look, hold on,
Yeah, I cut it though, and that bitch is dead. That's what my brody said, and I'm fucking on his brofriend. Wait, brofriend?
Dude, nah,
wait, okay.
Like, psych, let the beat go, because the shit is getting old. Look, mics, bitches, raps, snitches. That was hard, dude. You know
that reminds me of, like, can you clap for the poets?
What?
Can you snap for the poets? You've never...
Play
the
beat.
No, I think we're done here, man. You know, it's a podcast, I guess. I don't know, guys. We'll probably record some later. Why are you stretching like an old man?
This is our last podcast we're gonna do.
No, it's not. It might be one of the last ones for a while again.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said forever.
Yeah, because,
It could be forever.
My subjects is getting a little...
Your what?
My agenda.
I'm going to create a poll, guys, so you guys can try to see. If you go on our account and you watch our podcast and you just scroll down like you would for the lyrics on Spotify, there should be a poll there. Stuff like that. There's also a question there. So have an amazing morning, day, or night, guys. Goodbye.